The attack happened as Prime Minister Fumio Kishida was about to speak in support of a candidate in an upcoming by-election. There was commotion when someone threw what appeared to be a smoke bomb from the crowd. A suspect was quickly wrestled to the ground as Kishida was hurried away by his security. For everyone in Japan, this attack recalled last July's assassination of former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, again at a public event as he was campaigning.
It was the same when it happened with former Prime Minister Abe. I was shocked that something like this happened again.
We're seeing similar incidents, and given that this case with Kishida follows on from what happened to Abe, I think people are reassessing the idea of campaign speeches. Anyway, I'm glad that Kishida is fine.
Kishida has continued his campaigning, saying the democratic process must go on.
Elections are the foundation of democracy, and violence like this cannot be tolerated during elections. I also instructed the National Police Agency to ensure thorough protection of dignitaries.
This attack comes as Japan prepares to host foreign ministers of the G7 countries in the mountain resort town of Karuizawa, which is now under tight security. In recent times, acts of violence have become extremely rare in Japanese politics, and after Abe's assassination, an investigation found there'd been serious flaws in the security provided for him. It's led to much greater protection for Prime Minister Kishida. It's tightened security that's much more in evidence as he continues to campaign. Rob McBride, Al Jazeera, Karuizawa, Japan.